just want to first thank everyone here for participating in what has been probably the most epic 24 hours of Windows 8 pure imagination I've ever experienced. So give yourselves a round of applause. As you've probably heard, I'm being a little, stern with the timing. Some of us have been up for quite some time, including all these lovely teams we're going to present to you. Okay? Yeah. Feel free at any time to tweet how amazing this is by using the hashtag Win8PI. And it goes without saying, huge, huge thanks to Ted Rogers School of Management for basically letting us put on this amazing show. So big round of applause to them. I also want to thank two amazing API sponsors. We've got Shopify in the house and 500 Pixels. Woo! And I believe there's a little bit of swag to be given out, so feel free to start tossing those around.
I really don't want to take these back to Omaha.
All right, let's get some in the back row. Come on. All right. Thank you, Shopify. That's also a big round of thanks to Sumo. Sumo provided these awesome giant beanbag chairs that were put to great use over the last 24 hours. Another huge thanks to NOS, NOS Energy Drinks, for keeping us awake. Woo! As well as Infusion for providing us with guidance and expertise. Okay, so what are you here for? Well, you're here because these amazing teams who had a ton of energy worked their asses off over the last 24 hours, some learning brand new languages, new design patterns, new ways of publishing and building Windows 8 apps. And to reward them, we've got four categories that we are going to give away amazing prize packs, including Lumia 920 phones, generously donated by Nokia, as well as Lumia 800s, and some gift cards to the Microsoft Store. So thanks to them for all that. So, if you're a student team, you should let us know, because we have a special category just for student teams. We also have a category for best user experience, which is a very important part of Windows 8, part of this thing that we call Windows Reimagined, part of this thing we call authentically digital, part of this thing we call the new modern UI. So we're very, very keen on seeing some beautifully designed applications. We've also got best app using Windows Azure, our cloud computing platform. I've actually saw a number of teams leveraging this, from simple websites to Azure mobile services, which I'm very excited by that. So again, to those presenting, you need to let us know what technologies you've been using. And finally, a little more subjective perhaps, best overall app. That app's just awesome, okay? Now, these are not exclusive categories. If you happen to be the most rock star student team with the best user experience ever that leveraged tons of cloud resources, you might be walking away with a lot of phones. All right, I want you to meet some of our judges. Unfortunately, we couldn't find Dr. Isaac. I think he's lost somewhere, but in his place, would you stand up and introduce yourself?
My name is Farid Shirazi. I'm from Ted Rogers School of Management.
Given that I'm the only girl name on here, Kayla Spies, Global Marketing Communications with Infusion.
And a man who probably doesn't need much of an introduction if you attended any of his presentations today, Mr. Death Metal Puppies and Van Shoes himself.
Some of you probably know me as Tommy Lee, I'm going to be especially excited about hearing about UX and design from these folks. So, hint, hint, hint.
Okay, so you should hopefully know by now, by various tweets I've put out, about what the judging criteria is. There's lots of papers in front of our judges. They have copies of this. This is what they're looking for. So last minute prep, we're looking for, are you authentically Windows 8? Are you leveraging the Windows 8 platform to its fullest? Are you using gestures, navigation, branding, docking, rotation? Do you follow the UX guidelines that we've set forth for you for being a top Windows Store app? Execution, does it work? Innovation, is it not another flashlight or calendar app? And business viability, in the simplest sense, will people download it and use it, and can you possibly make money off this? Because really, I'm a developer at heart. That's why I develop, is to make money. So, as I mentioned, 3 minutes each. We're going to be very, very clear on that. So, we've got Team Link, Smart Cookies, and Ryerson B ready to go. After that, I'm going to say Spuzzlers, New Media Star TV, and Cam Stevenson, so get ready. So, with that, Team Link, come on up.
Hello. It's on. Hi, my name is Hamza. I'm from Team Link. I'm a student developer, and I made my app using Windows Azure Mobile Services. And as you can see, that's my app up there. What it does is it stores URL links from wherever you're browsing on the internet, and it stores them on the cloud, and then you can download them on any other Windows 8 device that you log into. So from this surface here, I can put in a URL and it will show up over there after you refresh it. So if you could click the refresh button up there. You have yahoo.ca there. This seems like something I couldn't do before whenever I was looking at something on my phone and I had to go over to the computer. I had to retype the URL or email it to myself. This increases my productivity with that. And another thing I can do with this is I can cross-platform it to go with iOS as well. So that will increase my market value. Currently, I published this to the Windows Store this morning, and it's waiting verification, but hopefully it passes. And, yep, I think that's it.
Yep, go down for your photo now. All right, and next up, we've got Smart Cookie with their product EasyRef, and it's best at helping you cite your sources. So if we can get your device up here, please. There you go.
Hello?
Hello? No, it doesn't work. Right?
You have to...
Hi, my name is Jenny, and these are my team members. We have CY, Chung, and Tim, and together we are the Smart Cookies, and our app is called EasyRef. So our app is best at automatically generating a bibliography for you so you don't have to cite your sources yourself. And without further ado, I'll pass it to Tim, who will show you how that works.
All right, so who here has written an essay? Who here likes writing essays? Who here likes citing their sources? All right, well, for those of you who don't, we have a solution that essentially helps you automatically cite your sources for your online sources. So let's say there's a journal or an article of some sort that you find that's a good source. Instead of having to go there and scroll through the page, see if there's a publisher information, you can just run this app. It'll crawl the page and try and give you the best results possible. By the way, we are a student team. I just thought I'd throw that out there. I thought that was in them. And our app is for students. All right, so there's our app loading up. I'm very sorry. It's supposed to say URL. It's cut off on the layout a little bit, I suppose. So that's a link I had preloaded. All right, so it crawls the page. I am very sorry. This is not good.
Just keep talking.
All right. Pausing for 1 second. All right, just one moment. Anyway, so essentially the idea of our app is that it crawls the web page and it searches for title, author, publisher information, and date, right? So the flow of our app goes, we have the URL screen where you input your URL as you saw, and then it returns the best results, and if it's not suitable, then it will, all right, that's close enough to our interface, I suppose. We're having some screen troubles with this, I suppose. It's not doing well on the resolution. I'm very sorry. So, yeah, there we go. So you control V the URL there. You hit the go button, and then what pops up is you'll see it pops up with a oh God. No. Can I please? I'm
So essentially it's site support, but the way you can make money is by partnering up with schools to make contact with them for
Can I please go again after? Okay, I'm so sorry.
Here, go get it working.
Thank you.
Don't worry.
So we can go again, right?
All right. Next up, we have. He's gonna work on it. If we have time at the end, we're gonna do another round for them. Don't worry about it. Do your photo. Ryerson B, get up here. Spuzzlers, New Media, and Cam Stevenson, get in the queue. All right. Ryerson B has a product called the Dan for All Seasons, which is the best at integrating seasonal and weather manipulation mechanics into a side-scrolling platform adventure suitable for all ages and cultures.
All right. So, basically we made a game. I don't know if this is even on, but we made a game trying to capture the imagination. And I think we very much succeeded because you're going to have to use your imagination a lot. For this demo. Right, I mean, this was an abysmal disaster, but we had so much fun doing this. Basically, we have Dan here, the man for all seasons, who has to, you know, a la Mario, get through the world, but basically he's got obstacles, and the only way he can pass them is by basically manipulating the seasons to try and surpass them. As Tyler is now going to hopefully demonstrate.
Yeah. So here we see you can't get by here. And we can't jump because he's not like Mario. He can't jump tall. So we're going to try and change it to winter. And it's kind of going to snow. And we got some snow in there we can cross. But now we come to this wall. No, we can't. He's not really good at jumping. But what he is good at is noticing things. And so here in spring, there's a little sapling growing there. If we move forward, maybe I can climb that, but no, I can't. However, when we go to autumn, you see it's really tall and it looks strong, and we can do this and climb right over.
Thank you very much. Can you go back to spring? We did use the cloud, but I don't know. All right.
That's awesome. All right. Next up, we have Team Spuzzlers. Team Spuzzlers built an application called Marble Solitaire, which is the best puzzle logic handling. Yeah, so guys, don't worry, because you're not going to hear yourselves with the microphone. We're not actually broadcasting the audio here. It's just for those online, the tens of thousands of viewers watching you right now. No pressure.
But it's not showing on there. Oh, okay. Stop it. No, but this one is on virtual machine, so you need to get it from Windows 7. There you go. Yeah, we can start it from there.
Okay, guys, you gotta get going.
Okay, so first of all, thank you, Microsoft, and all of the Microsoft trainers and all the people from Microsoft for organizing this event and let us participate in this one. It was really a good event to participate in. So we came with an idea called Marble Solitaire. In this, how you're gonna play the game, like you can jump only in horizontal direction or in vertical direction, and you can move, actually, like, you have to move, so the black part represents the hole, and these are the marbles. You can jump one over the other, and you have to remove the medial, the one who got jumped. So in that way, like, you keep jumping. Sometimes, like, this marble, this is alone, so you cannot be like jump anywhere. It needs to have any adjacent marble to jump on. So the rule is, like, when you are done and you are left with only one marble, you are the winner. Until that, you are a dumb guy. And most of us are dumb because we cannot solve it in a simple go. So that was the pretty simple, looks like simple, but it was very hard to implement to get this thing. So, and our app, we are having like a great Windows 8 features. We are like the frame bar. What do you call it? Right-click it? The app bar. So there we can like navigate to the main screen, and we have the rules and credit set up over here. And our app also supports the snap view, so you can like have a snap view of your music player, and meanwhile you can play the game as well. And so business idea, of course, people will want it for free, and we will sell it for free, but the ads would be the main key part to get some income on that. And we can enhance this game by increasing the complexity to, like, increasing the number of marbles from 32 to 34, 32 to 36 and to 44. So there are like three various versions of that. I guess that's all, pretty much. Thank you.
Photo over there. So next up, we have New Media Star TV presenting their app Deskercise. It's the best at encouraging modern information workers and everyday people to start small exercises using chairs.
Hi, my name is Mark Ironside, president of New Media Star Internet Television. I'd like to introduce Ronnie Pereira, the greatest artist on the planet Earth. And my beautiful daughter, Jade Ironside, who is co-author of our book called Futuronomics, a book that has 100,000 new Microsoft solutions involved with it. Our application is basically a way for new information workers or anybody sitting at a desk all day long, that sedentary type of posture, sitting all day. And we have different exercises that we've utilized in order to help in those 5 minutes when you're waiting for applications to load or sitting there waiting for the printer to print. So what we've done is put together these applications, and there's 12 of them. They actually go together in a monthly calendar type format. And we'll just make it move over here. What we've also done is we've included a contest in this free application so that people can win prizes by challenging their friends in doing their exercises. So that's the challenge that we put together. We also put together a press release and a package to launch onto the store and into the PR. We do have an advertising and marketing background, and the opportunity here is to develop these applications for free utilizing video. We have two video applications, a 1 minute video commercial, a 3 minute information educational commercial, and we also have developed a specific application for our keywords and our advertising functions utilizing the Bing Ads and the Bing advertising.microsoft.com structure. And my lovely daughter put together a blog for us, which has our application for launching the press release for Deskercise, the Windows 8 app. Don't wait, Deskercise. And help yourself focus, get healthy, increase brain activity, and reduce stress. Anywhere, all you need is a chair and a desk. And there you go. Good.
Thank you very much. Okay, can I get... Yep, Cam Stevens, yeah. But can I get MPSJ, Chocolate Milk, and Pixelate to come on down and get in the queue, please? And now we've got Cam Stevenson presenting his app, Readoit?
Yeah.
Readoit, which is best at making books and other printed material at openlibrary.org discoverable and actionable. I'll take care of that. You get ready.
I think so. Can I start talking? Should I start talking? Should I wait till it's ready?
The minute you start talking, I'm pressing the button.
Where's your app? There you go. Okay. So Open Library is, think of it as an enormous card catalog, millions and millions of books, about a million of which are scanned, right, available. I recommend it to people all the time, and they have trouble with the UI. They can never find things, and it just it's not particularly discoverable. So the gist of this app is to put a more discoverable interface on openlibrary.org, really leverage the Windows 8 experience. What else did I want to say? Wow, that's really cut off. Okay, so I'm just going to drive through it a bit, and we'll see if anything else pops into my head. So, thank you. What we have is books and lists, books you want to read, books you're reading, books you've read, add a new list. That's all backed by Azure Mobile Services, right? Because no matter what screen you're on, you want to have access to these lists, right? You want to you make a list on your desktop. You want to carry it into a store or wherever, a library, find it. Part of the discoverability is recently added books, right? So we get the feed of books that have been added to Open Library. You can click on them and see them. And another really useful thing that people like Amazon have figured out, what other people are reading, right? So we can go to a list here, and if you're interested in heavy artillery, you could go to this, and find out all about cleaning arms. How am I doing on time? Good. All right. I'm going to try and type. Search is important, though, right? Because you want to be able to search for things. So if I just start typing, I'll do a query, and I'll find a bunch of books. So I'm probably not looking for William Shatner's book. I'm probably looking for something a little bit more classic, this one right here. So I can go and add that to my to-read list. It's added. I can go back. I can go to my to-read list. I can go to that. And you can see, you can read this online. So I'm going to try and dock this. No, I'm not. Okay. I'm just going to click the to-read link. And there's the book ready to read. So I can flip through that book. docking, for whatever reason, didn't work. Maybe it's because of the screen size. But you know, the collapsing this the Reduit app to the right-hand side lets you, of course, have the full book in the left-hand pane. And I have 12 seconds left, and I think I'm done.
Really great looking app. Really great looking app. Next up, we got Chocolate Milk with their app Metropos. Metropos, which is the best at having fun. A fun class experience that can appeal to all gamers. A fun classic experience that can appeal to all gamers. Let's get your device set up. You need the mic or HDMI. Yeah. I was told number 7 couldn't present. while this is getting set up, I just want to quickly mention some laptops are displaying at a lower resolution, 1280 or 1024. This doesn't always allow for a docking mode on a projector, so if your app does do docking mode, just let us know about it. Don't demo it. Sorry.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Sanjay, and this is Sinthu, and we're students from the University of Waterloo, and this is our game, Metropos. So as you can see, it's a classic shooter arcade-style game, and we create it using HTML5, JavaScript, Create.js, and Win.js. All the assets are completely custom, so we created them in the last 24 hours, except for the sound, which was actually free. Next, Cynthia will tell you about some of the Windows 8 features that we've implemented.
Okay, so we wanted to have the best Windows 8 experience for this kind of classic game, so we've gone ahead and implemented much of those Windows 8 features. So game's over right now, so at this point, we can try to share. Okay, so we can share our current score via email. We also have a settings page set up, so in case we do want to submit to the App Store, we already have a privacy policy in there. so while you're playing the game, we can have access to the app bar. It's not that great to use when you're on a PC because your mouse takes control, but you have options to mute the audio while you're playing. Okay, and pause. So we've also made use of live tiles, so it'll post current scores, statistics about the amount of enemies you killed. We also made use of touchscreen capability, and I'll show you that on a simulator. So we've developed this for the minimum resolution for a SnapView tablet, so we can also have the ability to snap the game and play in that mode as well. So with the mute feature, you can mute the game and also do whatever you'd like, even watch another video.
Okay, next up we've got Pixelate, but I'd also like to call down Bytecode Canada, Innovator, and Fitsnez. All right, so Pixelate is the best at editing photos taken on your Windows phone or DSLR and uploading to 500 pixels.
duplicate.
So that's a bit of a lie, actually. It doesn't upload to 500 pixels right now, sadly. I was working very hard to get that up and running. But what I've done in the meantime is hooked it up to SkyDrive. So,
Woo! SkyDrive!
Hi, everyone. My name is Mukul Seth, and my partner, unfortunately, was not able to attend today, but she did all the awesome designs that you're going to see. You can see the tile right there. That's the little sneak peek of her work. Her name's Ashley Arbor. I hope she's watching on the webcast right now, but I'm not 100% sure. Okay, so I'll get started. Actually, you know what? I'm going to take a photo of you guys first before I do that.
And I do believe that's a Windows phone he's using.
Yep, that's a Windows phone. Everyone want to wave really quickly? Okay, great. Let me just make sure it's syncing. So this is sort of the initial login screen of the app. You can see here there's a login to 500pixels.com button. Unfortunately, it's not working right now, so I'll just continue without logging in. And I've already authenticated seamlessly with my SkyDrive account through my Windows login that I'm using for my Windows 8 computer as well. And you should see the photo that I just took. It's already on there. It's in my camera roll. I can go ahead and open that up for edit. And this loads up the Aviary web component within a XAML app. Actually, it's very seamless, very transparent. You don't have to know exactly how it's doing it. But I can go and apply various effects to this photo. And I can hit apply, save. And what this is going to do is actually save to my local drive as well as save to my pictures library as well as my SkyDrive. And it's as simple as that. It should show up in my saved pictures if I do a refresh there. So you see, there it is. I hope Snap State works. You can kind of see it. So there's multiple groups, as you saw earlier. There's the camera roll, and there's the edited photos or the saved pictures. It's a pretty long list right now, but Snap State is supported. You can view photo details as well, and there's a little message saying must be in full or fill mode to edit photos. I can switch back, and that enables the edit feature. Also, there is very basic share that I've implemented. So I can share this app with my friends over email or on the social network over Facebook or Twitter. I believe that's it, and that's time.
There you go. Your innovator. Again, want to make sure we got Innovator, FitSniz, and Lewis Media ready to go. And right now, we've got Bytecode Canada.
Yeah.
We've got Bytecode Canada with their app Coder, which is the best at allowing high school and university students to program in over 50 languages to solve programming problems. You just want to do it off there, or do you want to project?
That's the only thing I can do.
Right, because you got that funky note. Yeah, go for it.
Hello, my name is Robert Godzik. I'm from a high school in Etobicoke. And I'll show you Coder. And it allows you to basically program in a lot of languages. And I'll choose C# because I like that. And okay, I'll create a new language or a new project. And it's just a test question. I'll paste some code and I'll submit it. It's a PHP SOAP request. And I'll have a toast notification that says I completed a challenge. And I go back. And I have a saved project. I can delete it. I have full use of the app bar to settings and help. And, you know, the panel, the pop out, whatever. You can also, and the editing thing, you can delete, save, put some examples. Oops. Like, put some example code. So code highlighting. You can also change how you type, like the theme. You can have a dark theme. And the best part about it is that you can share your score on the leaderboard, and you can talk to people in the chat, and you have achievements. And you can also search. Yeah. Okay. You can search questions too. And there's also Snap, obviously. So you can see your projects as you're working, you know, researching. That's a pretty cool game, or social app, or whatever you like to call it. And yeah, you know, it's a nice app. All right.
Thank you very much. Don't forget to take your photo just over there. Next up, we've got Innovator. And I want to make sure we got Fitzniz coming down. Fitzniz, are you in the audience? Fitzniz going once, going twice, not coming down. So let's go ahead and get two focus down here as well. So, Innovator, their best at statement is to learn Windows 8, their app, is best at helping to meet Microsoft's motive for everyone to learn Windows 8 in a Windows 8 style. Let me help you with that. You go ahead and get comfortable there. Right, touchscreen. Got to get used to that.
Hi, so all of us over here are to learn Windows 8. So I thought, why not develop an app which helps us learn in an app format on Windows 8 platform? So I have this particular learn to develop app, Windows 8 apps. So if you go on this particular getting started, this data is sort of, formatting is required, but that can be done when the before pushing it to the App Store, sorry, the Windows Store. And it has a lot of features like the, the SAPMU, okay.
It does.
Okay. So if you want to pin this particular, it's not displaying that as well. It's not displaying the bottom bar as well.
Oh, the app bar?
Yeah.
Right click should do her. Yeah, I'm just going to. It does come up. There is an app bar.
Okay, so all we want to do is we read a particular tutorial and we just go and search the web. So my app has this particular feature in which you can pin the particular thing to the start menu, and if you take a look, then this is the particular thing I've just pinned. And yeah, so you can even snap it. So as I said, my statement was in a Windows 8 style, learn the Windows 8 platform. So these are the different tutorials. And you can, you can even share this with your friends, this particular app. Yeah, so I have divided the app, particular app, in different groups. So this is getting started. So if you want to learn first the basics and then go forward with it. So you have this particular search, as you can see. Then you have do's and don'ts in the email and things like that. And you even have the semantic zoom, though the images are a little bit messed up. Yeah, so all the features of Windows 8 in a Windows 8 style. So that was my statement. And yes, this app qualifies for student apps or whatever you can. And the backend is JSON, so Windows Azure is not used. So thank you.
All right, number 13, Lewis Media. Sorry, I'm in his way. With his app Dots and Dashes, which is the... Oh, your photo op to the left, please. So back, Dots and Dashes, which is the best at being an old classic game to waste time while having fun.
Hi, folks. My name is Luis Medina. Most of the tools that I've seen today are mostly for productivity, but my tool is just to make you waste time. When I was back in school, I hated math, and today I regret it because my application depends on math today. But I used to spend my time playing with the game, and it plays usually with two people. By the way, this application was written also with the Azure in mind. So, but because I don't have a second machine, I want to just use the single mode. The purpose of the game is to form three sides. Once the third side is formed, the player gets the next player gets to get the square. So if I may, I'll move the blue place, the red player, the blue place. So I guess a point for the red. But the purpose is not just to fill in. The purpose is not to do it. Right? You play everywhere where you are not forming three sides. The moment you made it a third side, the fourth side is taken by the other player. But the game continues, and you're trying to avoid not to form three sides. Red gets it again, and red keeps playing as long as, but then blue gets it. Now it gets again blue, and now blue continues.
Go blue!
Woo! Look at that. But the point gets to the red, and but still blue wins.
Woo! Yeah, awesome. Woo! Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't forget about your photo opportunity. We're going to have two focused up next, followed by Granite Applications and then Critic. So if I called your name and you're not currently here, please come on down. So Two Focused has their app TrackIt, which is the best at being a real-time postal mail tracking application.
Okay, hi. My name is Mark. This is Val. We met at the student night on Friday, and we tried to figure out what kind of an app that we could do in this short span and that would sort of, I guess, leverage the technology that's specific to Windows. And we thought it was really interesting and unique to have those live tiles. And we said, how can we get to use that? What do we need in our regular lives that need to fill in there? And I've been tracking packages. I get stuff off eBay or whatever all the time, and I'm always typing in the thing to the search. I waste a lot of time back and forth, and that's just for one thing. If I have multiple things, that's a lot of time wasted. So we said, well, why can't we create an app that's going to automate this process and use the live tile so that we're instantly seeing what's going to come up, and when it's due the day, it'll show up in bold. So we did it.
Live data from Canada Post. It's received through REST APIs. We actually tried to get from FedEx as well, but they use SOAP, and there's a lengthy process to get the keys. Yeah.
That's it. So, tracking.
Hey guys, don't forget your photo. And apparently they've got settings charms as well. All right. Next up, we got Granite Applications, who are not going to present. So thank you, Granite Applications, though, for definitely trying. We hope you learned lots. So then we have Critic. We do have Critic. Critic Guide, their application, is best at UX and Azure, which is a very interesting best at statement, so I'm hoping to learn a little more about your application.
You did achieve that goal, though.
You did? You don't want to say that in front of the judges.
So I'm Tyler. This is Steven, Raymond, and David, and we're Team Critic. We created an app not for productivity or games or to kill time, but for the couch potatoes. And basically, what it does is it basically will try to track your user, your geolocation, and find your closest service providers and provides all the channels that are available in your area. And just
turn it around.
I'll just turn it around.
Yeah.
Okay, and the app is called Critic Guide, right here. This is the best UX ever, because it's simple, right? And you're able to basically just scroll across, find the channels you like, or you can do a search and find a channel such as, say, Much Music. And then we have the listing, and it provides the next two shows that are in line. And pretty much when you got a favorite show, you can add it and save it on the side, and you continue watching, continue using your other apps, and wait until it pops up for the next time it comes up.
And this can make a lot of money because can make a lot of money because really the average North American household has like more than three TVs, so everybody watches TV. And the way you can advertise is there's basically three spaces for advertising. You can advertise on the main page, you can pretty much reach everybody. You can advertise under the page for a specific network, so if you're under like TSN, you'll get all the sports fans. And you can also advertise under the specific program. So if you're advertising, say you want to reach females at a young age, you can advertise under Hannah Montana, and you'll go right to your specific demographic. So that's a great way to advertise right to the demographic you want. And we can also add advertising such as through Spotify or through other stores. You can, under the program that you're at, you can have links to buy the DVDs, the box sets, the official merchandise, clothing, and everything. So there's lots of opportunities to make money that way. And in the future, you can also integrate social media, because I know every Thursday night, Big Bang Theory is always all over my Twitter feed. So there's lots of opportunities for messaging, Facebook, and Twitter there too. So that's our app.
Your photos? Down there. Can I call down Team NOS?
Are you a student team?
Yeah, we are. Oh, so by the way, for the record, Team Critic, student team. Can I get Team NOS, Team NOS? Can I not get Team NOS? Team NOS not happening. Again, thank you for coming out. Next up is Team Peter, Camera Crew, and Awkward Mashups. Please come on down. Quickly. All right, Peter.
Okay, well, I'm Peter Bocasolo. I have a question.
One sec. Sorry. Do you want to project?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. Well, we're setting that up. Who takes public transit? Raise your hand.
Here, take this.
Just a few people. Who has a Windows PC? Okay, what you see in a minute is my first of many suite of applications. This will be the free version. It will basically run on PCs and laptops. In this case, let's say you're at Vaughan Mills, and you want to take the bus. You want to find out the time. Unfortunately, you can't see it, but on the right over there is the times of the next buses leaving Vaughan Mills platform 8. Okay, this is what you would see on a PC or a desktop or a laptop. You want to find the bus times for Vaughan Mills platform 8, and on the right, which you can't see, is the times. Current time is up over there, which you can't see, unfortunately. This will be the free version. This is the light version. The next version will be the pro version, replacing. Oh, there are the times. So basically, there's a bus coming in at 1:04 at those times. And another one that's leaving Vaughan Mills going to Woodbine. The next version, the pro version, will have a map instead. And you basically can click on your bus stop, and the same information will come up. This is the legacy version. Basically, any PC will run. The next version, I'll also be developing ones for Surface, all Windows Store applications. This is
the consumer side. I also have a for the properties, bus agencies. They can actually have, if you've ever seen the Union Station monitors, this is basically what they look like. So basically, my target audience is the consumer, the traveling public, and also the transit agencies. Let's see what else. Basically, I'm targeting the Windows environment mainly, basically. And in the future, maybe if I once I have time, I'll be doing for Apple products, other maybe Android and other things like this. Does anybody have any questions?
There you go. Okay, and you guys are camera crew. Okay, we got a Mac, there's your converter. Awesome. Yeah, and next up we've got camera crew with their application Pixel Perfect, which is they're best at photo sharing to allow event planners to gather photos from guests and shape an event album.
Yes, good afternoon everyone. I'm Tom Walker, I'm with the camera crew. I'm gonna introduce the group. Kenneth will be working the laptop. I've got Foxy Roy there in the brown shirt and Ahmed. These guys are wonderful. They actually stayed well into the hours. They didn't actually leave here, so I want to kind of thank them for putting the extra time into getting this done. So I'm going to introduce Pixel Perfect events, and this is basically the concept is to, I'm an event. I'm an event planner. I'm setting up a wedding, and I want to be able to set up an event for my guests to share the images to the event. So basically what I would do is I would invite the guests, give them the hashtag to the event, and then using their phones, they could submit the photos using 500 pixels upload API and submit them to the photo album that I've set up. And if we can go in the back at the beginning here, we'll just kind of walk through the screens. So if we go right at the beginning. So basically I'm coming in to this application as the event planner. So I've got my wedding coming up. I'm going to log into the system so I can see the events I've set up. We'll just click on login there. Okay, so what we're seeing here is the main screen, which is the tiles, which has all the events that I've set up. And again, we're using 500 pixels to kind of bring down these images to use this. So what we're going to do is we can, first of all, go into an event to see the images. So we can see all the images there. And again, we have a kind of a facade right now to kind of add in the feature to add in additional photos if I need to, if I have extra photos outside of my guests sending me the photos. So we have that there. So we can kind of go into, so again, we got a little bit more details. And again, using the 500 pixels, I can actually add in descriptions to the photos as well. Okay, if we can kind of go back to the event section, to the main section there. Okay, and then what we've got at the corner there, if you can see that, is a plus symbol. So we can basically add in another event if we want to, and this is using the Azure service. And what this is going to do is we have a couple of table objects up there that are actually going to set this event up. So we've got that event set up on Azure. And here we would have the hashtag as well. We would assign the hashtag. And this is something I would email out to my guests so that when they submit the photo, they can use the Windows phone client that's in production. I'm assuming we'll get that done. So basically, they can submit that up through 500 pixels to kind of get that photo sent up here. So that is the application. So the marketing potential here is basically for me to make a little bit of money recovering from the event. So a wedding can be a costly thing. So the photos here, what I can do is using 500 pixels, we can use their professional service to kind of produce the images for the guests that they want, or a photo album as well. So that's, we can kind of make some money out of that. And at the bottom we have, we implemented the app bar, and we've got kind of the refresh working there. So what that'll do is it'll actually make a call out to, yep, oh, we're done. All right, thank you.
Great looking stuff, guys. Down there, 500 pixels in the house. There we go, so keep an eye on these ones. All righty. Next up, awkward mashups. What? Awkward Tissue is best at organizing medical data for researchers, clinicians, and MRI enthusiasts.
Clearly there are MRI enthusiasts.
I'm going to go ahead and say that might just be the best at statement I've read so far.
Good afternoon, everyone. We are Awkward Mashup. And our little app is called Awkward Tissue. Our team consists of myself, Miguel, Richard, and Maciej. We're a student group, and a little side note is that we walked into this competition knowing not that much programming, but we kind of wanted a challenge, so why the hell not? And yeah, so I'll just give it off to you, Richard, to explain everything else.
Alrighty. So basically, this is a super sweet front end for a biomedical back end sort of repository for all sorts of MRI stuff. Basically, if you're a neuroscientist or a doctor or anybody in the medical fields, you can store all of your data in this thing, and we've made a beautiful interface so you can see all the things. We have, I really want to use a laser pointer, so laser pointer. Along the top, you can see each and every experiment. So it uses whole brain activity. We actually pulled this off of a live repository. So everything comes down as JSON, and each one of these little blocks is a given subject. As you can tell, there's a lot of data here. Do you want to go ahead and click on one of these? All right. So it's pulling down some information. You can see the experiment ID. It gives you a little description, some keywords, whoever's in charge of this and any of their investigators, and a little bit more metadata. And we haven't actually implemented this yet, but you can continue drilling down and actually pull out individual scans, looking at all the beautiful brains and stuff. So, do you have anything else you want to say about this?
No.
Yeah? All right, and we're students, so yes, students.
Thank you. I'd like to get down here CCD, event planners, and A-team. Mac. Right there. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
okay, good to go. Okay. Hi, I'm Brock. This is Scott, and we put together Events Live. So what Events Live is Facebook-driven. So this is pulling. So I've already logged in, so my credentials are cached, but this is my Facebook event data. So anything that you'd log into Facebook, you're going to get your Facebook events. So I created a fake event, which happened a few years ago, but my wedding. So on the right-hand side here, we've got my Facebook information, which is cut off because of the res, and the description from the Facebook event wall. Now, on the left here, this is actually the show details. So I've already pre-filled this out, and it's actually loaded from Azure Services. So right now, I've got 500 pixels photo tags. So I'm just going to use wedding because my pictures aren't as good as the ones up there. Twitter hashtag, I just chose wedding. Azure, I'll talk about that in a minute. And I'll just start this show so you can kind of see what the main program does. So this is basically kind of like the tweet wall on steroids. So we've got, on the left-hand side, Twitter, Facebook, and Azure all streaming intertwined together. On the right-hand side, we've got unrelated. We've got photos from 500 pixels, Facebook. So any photos that were posted to the Facebook wall will be appeared in here. So if I browse, you can actually see. And you'll actually see the watermark to see where the source is. But here's my wedding, which came from my Facebook event wall. So as I mentioned, this is the messages here. If I select Facebook, it's just going to show the Facebook posts. Or if Twitter and Azure, these are the Azure messages. So I have a separate cloud service just for Azure messages and pictures. So let's say you want to have an event that you don't have on your event list, but it's a public event. So like Pure Imagination. So I already entered in the code. So here's the Pure Imagination Facebook page. I'm going to start it up. And so right now, out of the gate, I'm going to have all the wall posts to the Facebook website. And on the right there, they've only posted one wall picture. So this isn't much. Let me add it up. So last night, entered in some images to 500. And we know about the Twitter hashtag. Now I'm going to start the show. And it's a lot more to it. So you could leave this running in at cafeteria the whole time. And again, same options. So let's say people don't have a phone and they lost their devices, but they still want to add to this wall throughout the event. So let's say you want to add a photo. So adding a photo should work. And I'll click here. And this is going to be loaded up to Azure. And in a second, bam. So Azure, it's live. Now let's just say that's fuzzy. I don't want to go back here. You see all my messages, but here is that message I posted. I can just delete that out of the cloud if I want. I'll start back. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Don't forget your photos down there. Special thanks to event planners due to an unforeseen last-minute bug. Could not present, but good job nonetheless. Thank you. Which means next up we have A-Team. Now, A-Team has an app called Disero, which is the best at sharing and discussing content with people in your area. Yep.
Hey, everyone. We're the A-Team. I'm just going to introduce us real quick. I'm Nick, this is Tyler, that's Vitaly, and over there's James. So while they're setting up, oh, we're already set up. Okay, that's quick. All right, I'll hand it over to Tyler.
Okay, so Disero is a hyper-local chat client for talking with people in your area. Now, here, do you want to just launch it? So you might be asking, what is hyper-local? Well, we connect you with anyone in the immediate environment who is also running our software. So that means that Vitaly has actually connected. And so I can just run my app. It'll automatically find any clients in this room. And now I can say, what do we keep?
It's right there. So.
Yeah. So, and you might be asking, well, what if there are no clients in the room? Why would I run this app? What would I do? Well, you can actually see through the magic of live tiles whether or not anything is happening around you. And so what's the purpose of something like this? Well, take a classroom, for example. Why ask students to raise their hands, which can be disruptive? Can ask anyone to type stuff in. An event like this, I know Microsoft has asked people to post on Twitter. What if you don't have Twitter or want to discuss more informal things? Disero is also anonymous. Everything you post is not tracked, and we can't find out who you are. Nor can anyone else. So you can actually see, we don't know who these people are, although I have a guess. It will actually expand to try to locate the best group of people. So for something like Ryerson, if we had a bunch of people down here, we could ask questions to the university, or we could circle in and pick out just a specific classroom or something like that. Negotiation is automatic. You don't actually need to do anything. This has been attempted before, but I mean, you have something like IRC where not everyone knows how to use IRC, whereas this is one click. We use Azure for our backend to track connections and location. Yes, we are students. Judges, please keep that in mind. And
the logo is actually two tin cans with string. So.
Yes.
Here, I'll say that again. So the logo, you can go back. It's kind of, you probably don't really know what it is. We just made it. It's two tin cans with a string. So like you're talking, and you don't really know who's on the other line. So.
Thank you. Team photo down there. Alrighty. Roll call for. The owner of Taskman, who's obviously probably not A-Team as well, and I think I got their company name wrong, so if you wrote Taskman, please come on down. After that, we got Division 8, followed by Stack Search. Sorry, what was your company?
Taskman.
Taskman, okay.
I'm Mr. Desktop. So.
You are Mr. Desktop. Tell you what, we're going to bump you second while this boots up. We'll get it powered up. And then, oh my good lord. This is unique, by the way. I have never seen this done at a hackathon. We're just going to move this over here and let it get warmed up. And we're going to go ahead and get our next presenters, Division 8, if you can come get set up. We'll get this going. You need HDMI on the right.
It's division by 8. But I'm usually division by 0, but because it's Windows 8, it's division by 8. Yeah. I was going to go with unrecoverable application error, but no. Okay, so my name's Greg, and I was a student, but I'm not now. I came here because I wanted to learn more about Windows 8, and I'm really an iPhone guy. I've been doing Windows for 15 or 20 years, but I've been doing Mac and iPhone for the last 4 or 5, and I want to get back into the Windows tablet stuff. So I got a tablet, and I want to make some cool stuff on it. What I did was, I also, in my, so full-time I write iPhone and iPad apps, but I also run a website. It's an e-commerce site. It's run by a company called PD Shop. It's an e-commerce thing. They have 20,000 customers, and it's a platform that I paid $100 for about 4 years ago. It's got unlimited items, unlimited categories, but it's kind of old and clunky, and I was really excited to see Shopify. I wanted to make a Shopify version. So what I did was about 6 months ago, I wrote some tools to convert my website from PD Shop, export all my stuff into other platforms. Like there's other ones called Magento, OS Commerce. There's one called Yola, and got my notes here. OS. No, it's okay. No, it's all right. Okay. Yeah. So I've got experience converting large chunks of data from one e-commerce site to another. So I wanted to get some Shopify experience. So when I came here, I found out that Shopify takes CSV files, but that's too easy. I don't want to make a CSV file and just import it. I want to do it the hard way. I want to do it the fun way. I want to make an app to do it so people can do it. I don't want to have manual steps where people export a file and import it and all that kind of stuff. So I started writing an app, and I ran into all kinds of problems. First of all, I wanted it to work on the Surface, so I had trouble getting my app going from the laptop right to the Surface because of network issues. I had network problems. I couldn't do FTP uploads within the building here. I couldn't I had all kinds of things with timeouts while downloading. When I was downloading my XML, it would get timeout errors and it would crash and that kind of thing. So I made an app, and it looks pretty boring. It looks just like, this is what it looks like when it's done. It loads, this is all the, it shows only 20 items right now. And this is one giant button that will run a little function that copies all 20 things to Shopify. And I got that half working. There's no errors. The file, these things don't show up for some reason, but there's no errors. I don't know why yet. I got to figure that out. I was working all day on all night on this, and I got this button working in the last hour. So I guess it's a success. I got a lot done. So. Learned a lot of stuff here. So thank you very much, and thank you for all the help.
Thank you very much for joining us. All right, don't forget to take your photo over there. Yep. And let me give you this back. All right, we're still getting the giant iMac going. How are we doing? Must be. Well, I'm assuming you don't need me to project. Are you just going to actually use this? Or do you want to project?
Butane for the
careful of the cable here, buddy. You want to move back a bit more?
I think my keyboard made that bounce over.
Windows 8 looks really good on there, doesn't it?
I guess I can start describing my project while it's loading. My idea was as a productivity app. There's a whole lot of problems that don't really fall into the niche of project management software. Things that you can't really formally plan ahead of time in a fixed order of tasks, but at the same time have dependent properties. Like you need a certain group of engineers together to work on something, or you need an expensive piece of equipment in order to do it, or a meeting room like such as this one. And so what I decided to make was an app to schedule these ad hoc, potentially repetitive tasks that happen every month for maintenance or whatever. And to be able to take in the logic behind resource allocation without having to fix yourself to a Gantt schedule. And as part of that, I would need to use social, because, of course, what I choose to do is dependent on who chooses to use what other types of equipment that day. So I'll just launch my app here. A lot of this process, of course, was learning Windows 8. The APIs are significantly different than Windows 7, and good in some ways, and just different in others. But I think the user experience you can get with Windows 8 is definitely going to be a win. Once Visual Studio has its way with it. You got my. We're just gonna broadcast this. Okay, so the app just at the moment starts with three options. You got essentially your tasks, your people, and your resources. And if you go into your tasks. I got some dummy data for tasks, and then you have the capability of dragging a task. Of course, there's just me because I'm a team of one, but you have the ability to drag tasks to the different people, and the goal long term would be to have it so that when you drag a task to a person, it has awareness of what departments they're a part of, what kind of engineering skills they have. So when you try to drag them to a task, if they're not capable of doing it, it'll just bounce back out. And it will also allocate the resources for that task once the person decides they're going to put it on their to-do list to do it right away. So as part of integration with Windows 8, I did add some charms to... one here. It's easy for you guys, I hope, to see, but it's not easy for me this way. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, I believe we're down to our last two presenters. Up next is Stack Search with their app Stack Search, followed by Super Awesome Team with their app Angels and Demons. So just give us a minute and we'll get all set up here. I don't want to just unplug you and brick your device. We'll make it. Yeah, I'll see what I can do. You're done? I can unplug safely?
Yep.
What's that? Yeah, we'll use a projector. And you, what plug do you have?
HDMI or only HDMI.
Only HDMI? Bear with me 1 second, people. Lots of different devices, lots of different connectors. All right, so we've got Stack Search with their app Stack Search, which is a best at searching Stack Overflow using the Stack Exchange API.
Hello, everybody. My name is Fawad, and I've got a really simple app over here that uses Stack Exchange API to perform searches on Stack Overflow.
Oh.
too, Fred. I love you too. No, but we can at least crop it. It should work.
I'll go all the way at the end. Here, I'll take it.
Try that out.
Okay, so it's really simple and has a nice clean UI. I'm showing here these a couple of posts. Like these are favorite counts with the highest view counts. And we can scroll over the right side. It's a grid view. And we can see the votes and the answers, how many answers they got and the views. And we can go in one of them. And we can look at the questions being asked. And I did this app in like less than 16 hours, so I didn't actually go ahead and implement the rest of the API. It's still in the building process. But it has a snap state as well. Oh.
But it works. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. and it can do searches as well. So let me go back. So you can search for, let's say, Java. Let me get the search results for Java. Fairly simple. Yeah, and we can go in there and, yeah. And that's it.
Thank you very much. Don't forget your photo down there. Let me just unplug you here. And what do you guys need, VGA?
Yes.
Great. Are you students? Do you have a student card? I don't need to see it. You can just tell me you have a student card. Okay. Okay. Okay, we've got super awesome team with their app Angels and Demons, which is best at providing fleeting joy when in transit or using the loo.
The loo. So my name is Lester, and this is Ricardo. We've worked together on this game over the past couple of days, up into wee hours of the night. So I really love Civ and Settlers of Catan, so naturally when I wanted to make a game, I settled on the hextile version. Now I also love what's coming with Windows Surface, especially with the keyboard functionality. So any UI I was thinking of had to be usable for both touch and keyboard and mouse. And so it's basically, oh, sorry. There's a camera over there. My bad. I'm sorry, there's an audience. So basically, you've got two teams, Angels at the bottom and Demons at the top, and your goal is to try to eliminate the other team. This being 2012, I thought was relatively appropriate. Each one of those have a different stat, so there's some strategy involved on whether or not, on what strategy you want to employ to defeat the other side. Right now, I only have one map, but theoretically, this could be expanded to multiple maps with different types of tiles, with different types of units, that kind of stuff. So I guess that's it.
Really neat. Down there, please. Take your photo. Are you trying to finish the game? You want to win? Awesome. All right. Event Planner actually did get their app fixed, so since we skipped over them, I feel just fine that we'll let them have their chance. So thank you, Event Planner. Thanks for not giving up. So plan event is best at event planning.
So we're event planners, me and Shima from Teodrajay School of Management, Steve from York University, and Victor from Saskatchewan. So we just met over here. We decided on going for an app for event planning. So what we do, like when you're doing an event planning, there are a lot of things to take care of. So this app will take care of everything.
All right, so unfortunately we had a bit, we're very new developers or new for developing for Windows 8, so we didn't get quite the full concept that we had envisioned implemented, but the main goal was simplicity. So event planning is a very complicated thing, and there wasn't really any apps that met the goal of managing an event in all its complexity. So when you launch the app, you first are just presented with events that you've already created. So you click onto that, and conceptually, this was actually a large, all the different things about events. So event info, guest list, things to, like the venue, to-do list was a big one. Budget tracker is another very big thing in app. But unfortunately, due to CSS issues, we couldn't get it all laid out and fully implemented. We got it drawn up really nice. and we got some people very excited about it. They want it. But unfortunately, we didn't get it pulled off this weekend. But as you can see, just the summary here, this would be the event info. You would click on that, and you could enter. When you click on that, you could go into an edit mode. So we're also really trying to limit, even though it's a very complex thing, managing all these different things, we're trying to keep the depth of the app to a minimum. And also integrate things like live tiles. So for this event, the task that you assign to it and the budget, you could actually pin it to your start menu. But this is all conceptual, technology permitting. So. Thank you.
And they're students.
Students.
Thank you very much, guys. You guys did great work starting from scratch. I really appreciate that. Don't forget to get your photo. And again, we had another bit of hacking going on during the presentation. I figure, you know what, let's just get them on here, let them have their time to shine. Everyone worked really, really hard. And after that, the judges are actually going to follow me outside. We're going to go to another room, deliberate for as quickly as possible so we can come back and announce the winners. We're also going to have a special message from our sponsors, 500 Pixels.
Smart cookies.
Smart cookies.
Whenever you're ready. Excellent, thank you. All right, so once again, we are Smart Cookies, and our app is best at finding important information for citing web sources in essays in MLA format. So let's say I'm browsing this website. I'm writing an essay on a car review, for example. All right, so what I can do is I can go right into EasyRef, and I can just search this URL, and it'll return the information right there. And as you can see, we have an editable text box. So let's say certain pieces of information aren't quite right. You can edit them. I'm just going to go ahead and say accept anyway. And then we have our formatting results. Let's say I want to work in parallel with another app, for example. I can... All right. Snap view. The snap view is there. all right, so I can say add to bibliography. And to access the bibliography, you use the app bar, which you can just, I guess, is right-click on a PC. So here's the bibliography, and as you can see, the entry we just added is right there in the bibliography. So an important thing is, let's say I'm working really fast and I just want to do a search right away. Well, that's possible. Just hit Control V to paste, select EasyRef, and you'll notice it actually goes straight to the results page for this page. And again, the formatting is a little off due to the resolution, unforeseen. However, we feel that this is a very useful app, useful for students. For anyone else who is writing essays and wants to save a little bit of time on finding sources, or perhaps doesn't know how to look for who to cite or how to format it correctly, because in our app, it's the strings are perfectly laid out. They're concatenated perfectly in MLA format with the important information for websites and other documents. So thank you very much, and hope you enjoy it.
Great job. Great job.
With that, I just want to thank, and go get your photo, please.
Oh, we had it.
Are you ready to get your photo? I just want a quick round of applause for everybody, those who presented or did not present, for the hard work they did. Let's do another round of applause for anybody in a blue shirt who worked their butts off to make this happen. Congratulations. All right, and I'd like to invite our colleague from 500 Pixels down to say a few words. The green shirts.
So what I got is the Xbox 360 limited edition that will be given away to one of the best hacks we use 500px API shortly with the judges. And I just want to say thanks to Microsoft for inviting us to be one of the sponsors. And I hope that if you're looking for a job, you can apply at 500px.com/jobs because we're looking for developers all the time and growing. I don't know how much time we have.
Go for it. Well, yeah.
Well, I've seen three hacks done with 500px API this afternoon, and I think that the best hack that I've seen, and I would like to invite here Events Live. Woo! Congrats, guys.
Thank you very much.
Congrats.
So,
my
controller for you. Yeah. Woo! Congratulations. You guys want to get a photo done over there? Hey. So, we're just going to chill for a little bit. I'm going to go see how the judges are doing. And if you just want to give us a few minutes, we'll be right back. Carrie, who's done an incredible amount of work to bring this project to you.
Yeah. Hey, guys. So, hey. hopefully this isn't too anticlimactic, because this was the prize draw for anyone who registered for the developer movement over the weekend. And the winner of the Xbox for registering for the developer movement is Matt Martyr. Is Matt in the house? He's not here. Okay, well, we'll follow up with Matt. Thanks, everyone, for participating. And just as a reminder, if you're building apps, all the apps that you build this weekend, if you sign up for the developer movement and submit your app to the store, you get extra points and you get really great prizes. So make sure that you take your app, bring it to the store to double down on some great prizes.
Great prizes. I'd like to invite our judges up front and center. Now, unfortunately, nobody wrote a Windows 8 drum roll app. Okay. So, as a reminder, one of my slides here. You know what? Let's just leave that one up. Okay, we're talking about best student app, best user experience, best use of Windows Azure, and best overall app. So I figure it's only appropriate that you announce best student app.
The best student app is Ryzen B.
Woo! appropriate. Mr. Lewis here delivers the best user experience winners.
And just remember to us, you're all winners. All right, so let's get to it. The winner for Best UX is newmediastart.tv. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you so
Congrats.
Much.
That's great.
Congratulations. Great artwork.
Again? You played over the 920, but you each get an 800. I like it. I like it. Photos with your judges down there, if you'd please. Let them have their moment in the sun. Being one of two cloudy guys on this team, I will take the next one, and then we'll have the overall winner. For those who, with a keen eye and memory, might have heard I made mention that there were gift cards for the Windows Store, which you don't see me giving out. Don't worry, we will follow up with you. We just didn't know how many to buy, and it's just a lot easier to buy them after. Great job. Okay, for that drum roll, please, for Best Windows Azure App. CCD.
I'll project. The overall winner is Cam Stevenson. Go Cam.
Of time with us, some of you since early Friday evening, some of you like me have been up for quite some time. You're probably getting a little tired, need a bit of a nap, but my microphone's not on, so none of you online heard that. And now my microphone is on, so I'd like to once again thank all of you. I'd also like to thank all of our amazing sponsors for which this would not have been possible. Thank you very much. And I'd be remiss to not thank Microsoft Canada for employing me and letting me to do this. So, we're done. Oh, sorry, actually, there was one more announcement. I do forget.
Hey everyone, looks like someone beat us to the punch. We are CSU, the Computer Science Course Union of Ryerson, and we are basically really happy that Microsoft has came to Ryerson, gave us this great opportunity, came to our school, our faculty, and gave us, not only Ryerson students, but all of us really. But we would like generally to like thank all of them.
I just want to know how some of you stay so thin, because seriously, it was mind-boggling. And the guys who did the MRI app, does that like test for diabetes? Because seriously, I don't know. Honestly, like, thank you so much for doing this. It was just a really, really amazing experience for
Food was wonderful.
Thank you very much, guys. Let's get it done.